coach of the Midview Lady Middies, as Dave exits.
You know the cool thing, Rob, this summer, I mentioned this to Dave before he came on, we were bike riding, Lori and I, on the Inland Trail.
I've seen some of those.
And we passed Dave and his wife just one night in the summertime. I was like, hey, that's Dave, and I'm waving. I almost crashed running off the trail. But
before you run off the trail, we got to get a picture, Z. Then you can run off the trail.
I don't want to run off the trail.
All right, let's bring in Jesse Bendick, the first-year head coach of the Midview Lady Middies. And, Jesse, great to see you. It's been several years. And, you know, sometimes you hear basketball coaches complain about volleyball coaches and volleyball coaches complain about basketball coaches. And
no.
I guess you can't do that.
No, I can't. I won't.
Jesse's the head volleyball coach at Midview as well, and you can roll right into basketball with your first season at Midview. And it's been a long time, but I think a lot of listeners that are fans of girls basketball will remember back to when your name was Jesse Verhoff and you were doing some pretty good things at Elyria High School. How many years ago has that been?
Long time ago.
Oh, geez. Only,
at
only
least
Z and
20.
I, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
good
graduated
grief.
In 2000, so almost 20.
Well, thanks for depressing me there, Jesse. Last time I remember seeing you, we took a bus ride to Youngstown State to watch you play.
I remember her when she played ball,
yeah.
That's exactly right. So
now she's here with the rest of us.
She is.
Yeah, I am.
Jesse, let's talk about this team. Last year, you went 6-17. Of course, you know, Coach Overy, with his job obligations, wasn't able to get it going, but he didn't leave you the cupboard bare. He's getting that thing,
yeah,
I think, going in the right direction. And your thoughts are early on in the preseason.
I think, you know, we have a lot to look forward to this season. We're young. We're junior loaded, you know, for the most part, 6 juniors, 1 sophomore, 2 freshmen, and we have 2 seniors. Unfortunately, we have one that's out right now. She had surgery on her knee, so we have 1 senior that's playable. So we're young, but these girls are, they're a great group of kids, and they want to compete. They have fun, and they've really bought into everything thus far since I came in this summer, to the expectations and just the direction that, you know, we want to take the program. So it's really exciting.
Tell us, what direction do you want to take? What are some of the things that you try to do in your first year to establish what you want to do?
Yeah, so, you know, from the beginning, it was really just changing their mindset from, you know, being a mediocre culture to one that is built on, you know, the foundation of excellence and being committed and really teaching those. And how do we instill that mindset into those kids through basketball? So getting them committed on one level that, you know, I want to come, I want to get better. You know, I can succeed in what I'm doing, and how am I going to do that? And how can I help them get there? So it really started this summer, just building on that foundation of getting them in the gym, you know, teaching them what it's going to take, you know, to be good. And they want to. You know, they were at mostly all the workouts this summer. And thus far, you know, going into the season, they've come in every day. They're a joy to be around. They come in and they work hard. And I just say, just come in, work hard. You know, that's just number one. Just give it all. And from there, you know, if you have the effort and the attitude, you know, you guys can do good things.
So. In your Midview program, who are the best athletes and who are the best skilled, as far as basketball skill sets wise, players? And do you have any that combine those two attributes, that good athlete and can actually play ball?
Yeah, we actually are very athletic this year. We have, I talked about, the group of juniors that they play soccer together, most of them, with the exception of one of our seniors. And I have 3 that can, they're 5'10". Isabella Paterini, she played last year. She was a sophomore. She can take the ball up the court. She can dribble. She can pass. She can shoot off the dribble, and she can play post. Yeah, I have 2 other girls that are 5'10". Autumn Vance, who, she's like a power point guard. You know, she can score. She can just do all those things. Take the ball, you know, north coast, south coast. And the other one's Jordan Redinger, who's a junior. Same thing, 5'10", gets after it defensively. She's coming off of a knee injury last year. She was out. And she's really surprised me this season so far, just being able to bounce back. I mean, her God-given athleticism has really, she played soccer this year and just coming in and competing, you know, right off the bat as a guard, has been nice to see. And then we also have our senior Natalie Maver, who brings a lot of experience, who's athletic as well. And then I got to go back to my underclassmen too. You know, we have one sophomore, you know, Grace Milano, and then freshman Maya DeFranco. I mean, we're really well-rounded, you know, just athletically.
Coach, go ahead.
I was going to say, it sounds like, Coach, you're in the right place at the right time to coach this basketball program with all these players you've just described.
Yeah. Like I said, it's really exciting. And, you know, we can only go up. And they want to. They want to compete. I think we're going to surprise some people.
Does it? I know you mentioned at the beginning of this that it's been almost 20 years, but do you get credibility with the girls because you had such success at the high school level? Can you use that to tell them? If so, how do you do that? Do you pick and choose? How are you able to do that?
So, yeah, I mean, it's hard because they are younger, and to see me in that, they don't know what I was like then, you know, but the experience that I can bring and show them and teach them, you know, hey, this is when I used to play, this is what, you know, I used to do, or this is, you know, if I struggled with something, you know, this is what happened to me and this is how I adjusted. So, and then taking, you know, my college experience, you know, has really, you know, helped too, because it's teaching them, you know, they just want to learn. It's teaching them just the fundamentals and how to play basketball, reading your defense and how, all those types of things. So I think it all plays in, you know, but I thought about maybe I should bring out some old tapes and then surprise them and put them, say, hey, we're going to watch film today.
Right,
and then
they're
like, who's that girl?
Who's that girl?
And she's young enough, Rob, where they're still in color.
Right.
That's true.
They're not black and white films.
So, and I joked a little earlier with you about being a volleyball coach, but just talk about that, because it is unique that you're the head volleyball coach at Midview and now the head basketball coach. Have you shared, are some of the girls playing both? Does that help you? That they got to learn you from volleyball, and now does that carry over to basketball?
Yeah, you know, we don't have a lot of girls right now that cross over. That's one of my goals in the future, is that we can, you know, get more multi-sport athletes to come over and play. I do have one, well, two right now, and then I think there's one on JV.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think it helps. Four, and that's Grace Milano and Grace Seymour, that they can also talk to the girls too and say, hey, you know, this is what coach expects. You know, she's going to expect us to come in and work hard. She's going to expect this. So from that perspective, I think that, you know, it benefits, and hopefully in the future we'll have more girls cross over so we can build the program up.
Knowing how tough the SWC is in volleyball, what do you think it's going to be like in basketball? I would imagine, you know, that top to bottom, this is a tough league. And where do you think you guys might fit in?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a tough league. You know, this year coming in, like I said, I think we're going to surprise some people.
I'm not asking how many wins. I just mean,
yeah.
You know, how do you see yourself in the league? Maybe trying to get to the middle of the pack, possibly?
Yeah, absolutely. Trying to get to the middle of the pack last year. I think we were like second or third to last. So definitely trying to hedge up there to be middle of the pack this year.
Do you find, too, that, and I'll just ask you your philosophy then as a coach, are you a coach that subscribes to this, a student should specialize in one sport, or are you a multi-sport coach?
Absolutely a multi-sport.
Yeah.
Multi-sport coach, because as you know, and even the research shows, you know, that it just helps kids all around athletically. It helps that, you know, their growth, their even in their structure, their physical structure, how much of a benefit it is when you are playing. And I've seen the other end of it when they're specializing, and then the injuries that come along with that.
Yep.
So I mean, that just makes you an overall better athlete.
Are you stunned that there's still coaches out there that subscribe to that? That they'll get a freshman or a sophomore at their school, and they'll put that pressure on that athlete to, like, well, you're only going to play my sport, or you're not going to play it.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it does go on.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. You know, and you know, kids need to be able to use all their skills, in any way that they can in order to grow them. And to specialize them that soon, I think it does a disservice to the athlete.
Well, Jesse, we really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for coming up here to the Brew Kettle.
Well, yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you on the sidelines. But, like you say, you take us back because we can remember you competing on the floor, and you competed for Mike Walsh and in the Elyria Lady Pioneers, and we look forward to seeing you at Midview. First off, it was just different to see you in blue. It took me half a second. I didn't recognize you.
You know, these were Indiana State colors, too, when I played. Right. So I'm like, it kind of, goes with me.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, best of luck. We've got you a couple times this year. Z's got you on opening night at the DeFranco Tournament. That'll be a special day. The day before Thanksgiving is your host at Midview. Of course, WEOL will have you on Saturday, December 21st. Again, Z gets you Midview at Avon. Best of luck in those games and all throughout the season.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing your game face on the